This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennin today. This is What's on Your Mind radio show. We're glad to have you with us. It's exciting day, great day in the United States of America and a great day in North Dakota and surrounding regions. Glad to be with you on What's on Your Mind. Give us a call if you have something to talk about, 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd. Todd is with us, always in the background there, taking care of everything. Todd will get you text read on the air here, 701-226-8503. We do have a couple of issues here that I just want to get to before we get to our guest. Some tax days, somebody said it's National Bird Day. Ha, hard to swallow. Pretty interesting. Yeah, somebody was wondering if Ed has any future aspirations of running for any political office. No, I don't.
I have aspirations of running from political office, yeah.
Well, you never know. If they keep screwing it up in Bismarck, I might have to go back and run for governor again. That's how I got there the first time. So anyway, a couple of texts there. And I wanted to mention in the previous segment, if you weren't with us, we talked to two performers from the Medora musical, 52nd running of the Medora musical, North Dakota's premier tourist attraction. And I failed to mention that the musical starts on June 2nd. So starting on June 2nd, you can get out to Medora, one tank of gas from Fargo here. It's only a 2-hour drive from Bismarck. You can, you know, jump in there. People from all over the region obviously come from all over the world to come from the Medora musical. But it's an exciting time. Go check it out anytime this summer up until the end of the first week in September. So with that, let's go to Allie Pardo. Allie, we have with us from the Republican National Committee. She's a spokesperson there and wants to, we thought we'd get her on the air and visit a little bit about President Trump's 100 days. Allie, before we start, we had a caller that left a voice message over the break here who was talking about our governor in North Dakota, just elected last November, took office on the 15th of December. Newly into a legislative session and is wealthy from a business prospect that he generated and created in here in North Dakota, and has said, I don't want to take a salary. The legislature seems to be fighting over that, wanting him to take a salary or not wanting him to take a salary. So it's been kind of an interesting comment. But another person who doesn't need the job to get the salary, nor does he need the headaches, but President Trump has been out there, and he came in from the private sector the first time elected. And, lots of excitement, lots of controversy, lots of difficulty that's out there, and lots of optimism, too, from large segments of our society. So coming up on 100 days, Allie, you wanted to talk a little bit about what do you think? What's going on with the president? What's it like? We sit out here in the hinterlands, thankfully isolated from all that stuff that's happening in Washington. But what's happening?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I mean, you're right. We're at that 100-day mark, which, you know, people always want to talk about. And people, you know, that have been kind of glazing over some of these accomplishments that the Trump administration has been able to really deliver on. One of the biggest ones is obviously the nomination and confirmation of Justice Gorsuch. And so in these first 100 days, we just want to talk to the American people, make sure people are listening to the fact that whatever the campaign promise was along the way, this administration has been steadfast in the delivery and the commitment to delivering on those promises. So I think the first 100 days have been a great, you know, starter to what's going to be a very successful administration.
Well, that's, it's pretty interesting. So we have a new Supreme Court justice, which President Trump campaigned on and said he was going to do. We had kind of a flop, unfortunately, in health care. Now, was it a flop? I don't know. Personally, that is so complex and was put together in such dark rooms with green eye shades on that nobody really knew what was going on. It's pretty difficult to ram that through just to deliver a campaign promise and say, I'm going to do it in my first 100 days or whatever. You know, I think it's important that we hold back and do this right and not just do something to do something. What's the sense in Washington about the health care? Is it people saying that's a failure? Is it a positive step toward getting it done eventually? What are people thinking about?
Well, you know, I think on that point, I think I'm going to disagree just a little, because if you remember when the Democrats passed Obamacare, they did it. They actually rammed the bill through, and they said, we have to pass it to really know what's in it. That's not what Republicans did when we're here trying to fix it.
Sorry for not making myself clear. When I said it was in the dark of the night with green eye shades, I was talking about the Democrats and originally when Obamacare was put in.
You're 100% right on that. What we did was we presented something to the American people. I mean, I don't know if you were able to tune in and if your viewers were able to, or your listeners were able to tune in, but Speaker Ryan, when we proposed our you know, new health care plan, he literally rolled up his sleeves and sat there with a PowerPoint explaining it to journalists and to the American people. And so that's what I want people to remember. That's what we really like. I mean, that's what people should be looking at. Republicans are presenting our ideas to the American people. We're working and trying to work across the aisle to get things done. When it comes to the VA, the president's already signed legislation to help give more access to our veterans on health care, people who have sacrificed everything and who we need to take care of better. He's working with the VA and with congressional leaders consistently to find more ways to help our veterans and to reform the VA. And that's exactly what we're going to do on every other thing, whether it's tax reform or, you know, fixing and replacing and repealing Obamacare. There's precedent that this president is out there working on each of these issues and being transparent about how he's doing it. And so is the speaker. Now, in saying that, you have to, you know, we obviously didn't get it done in our first try. But as Speaker Ryan said, I mean, there's going to be a little growing pains. You know, we didn't have a president. We didn't have complete control. And so it's a little bit of growing pains of learning how to work within, you know, our party and within our elected leaders to make sure that we're delivering on our campaign promises and working together. Mm-hmm. And that's something we are doing. And I'm extremely confident with how well the House, the Senate, and the president are going to continue to work together.
And I think the one comment you make that I think is important for us to remember is the one thing that President Trump does have is he has the will of the people. The people who elected him to come in and fix the failures and the difficulty and the unaffordability of Obamacare. And that is something that needs to be done. And call it Trump care or call it, whatever they want to call it. The point is we need to protect people properly. We need to have health insurance for folks that need it. And we need it to be affordable for not only those who pay for it, but the taxpayers who are going to pay the subsidies for those who can't afford it. So, you know, those kinds of things have to be put on the table. And I think it's extremely important that we go through. One of the things I was concerned about, Allie, is, the Democrats, as we said, did this all by themselves. And unfortunately, we had a senator from North Dakota, Senator Kent Conrad, who was the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. And he maneuvered the reconciliation process through the Senate that allowed Obamacare to come into being without a vote. And so we have to remember where this whole started and we need to, you know, to move forward. So we're doing this in light of day. We're talking to people. We're understanding it. But I was a little worried that the president may have been encapsulated or drawn into the swamp or the largesse of Washington, D.C. already when he started saying, OK, I got to get this deal done. Maybe I should work with Democrats to get Obamacare changed, get Obamacare repealed and replaced. And I thought, man, if he's going to start working with Democrats on the people who screwed it up already, he's already succumbed to the Washington elite in saying, you know, okay, I'll just work with anything just to get it done. Do we need to do that?
Well, you see, what I would think is, on the other hand, you have people like Senator Heitkamp who should be looking out for the interests of the state and the interest of, you know, of the people of the state and the people of the country is to actually get something done and to actually fix these broken systems. So I think he's more like he's hoping Democrats will come to the table and realize how broken this is and how much it needs to get fixed. And so we have no choice. We have to fix the broken system. So you would think Democrats who need to get reelected, would want to work on some of these issues, would want to confirm someone like Neil Gorsuch, who had rave reviews from the American Bar Association. You would think that Democrats would see what the people of this country voted for and who would understand the will of the people. Like you said, this president has the will of the people. He was elected by the people to get these things done. You would think these Democrats, especially these vulnerable Democrats, would understand that they need to get something done and would be wanting to work with this president, especially on these. I mean, these are no-brainer issues. You have to fix a broken system. You know, you have an extremely qualified Supreme Court justice. Why are they obstructing on these things? These are the issues that they should be working with Republicans on.
Yes, and my goodness, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch is the most qualified, capable, constitutionally constructed, you know, person out there ever. I mean, how could it purely wasn't about the individual. It was totally politics. How disappointing that is. And I think that's what the people of the United States of America are sick of and want to see, you know, move forward. And certainly President Trump can do that. If you would hold on, Allie, we have a couple calls here with people who want to ask you a question. If you could stay with us over the break, we'd appreciate that. We're with Allie Pardo, the National Republican Committee, and we will listen to some commercials, pay attention. Those are the people that pay the bills, so you can listen in to what's on your mind. We'll be right back.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDrag Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pifers.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Every day, stop in at a PetroServe USA location. If you haven't this week, do it. Because every week, they have a new batch of names drawn for your chance at winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards. That's a $50,000 giveaway going on at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA. Also, some great deals all month long. Any item on the roller grill is 99 cents. Oh, I love it. The brats, the hot dogs, check it out. Old Dutch Family Pack chips are $2.99 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. The Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white. Deli Club oven-roasted turkey and cheese, all $2.29 each. Great deal as well. And don't forget our favorite, the 4 for $4 special, hot stuff personal pan pizza. 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. All day, every day, 4 for $4. 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennin today on What's on Your Mind. We're glad that you've joined us here on the radio, KFYR 550 Radio in Bismarck, WZFG AM 1100 in Fargo, 1090 1090 KTGO in Dickinson, and 1460 KLTC in Tioga. So glad to have you listening all over this state and the region. on a nice, snowy, coldy, windy day in North Dakota. What's that all about? But nice and warm and cozy in Washington, D.C., where there is always a lot of heat, is Ali Pardo. Ali is with us from the Republican National Committee Committee. She's a spokesperson for the committee, and glad to have her on with us today. Ali, we were talking a little bit about what President Trump has accomplished in the first 100 days, which actually, in spite of all the media and the hangers-on, the demonstrations and the paid antagonizers out there, I mean, really has accomplished a lot. We've seen a lot of blockage in the courts when he's tried to work toward the immigration policies he set forth in his election, when he's tried to, move forward with sanctuary cities, with things that, you know, they keep getting blocked by the courts. Could he have accomplished a lot more if he wouldn't have been held back by the courts? Could he have done it differently? Is this just something that any president's going to have to deal with these days? Or is this just anti-Trump rhetoric coming out of liberal judges that raised money for Hillary Clinton? Or what's going on out there?
I think it's a little bit of everything you just mentioned. You're going to have every president's going to have to deal with this a little bit. And when you have presidents, past presidents who have nominated somebody on the extreme one way or the other, it's going to be hard to push, you know, a mainstream agenda when you have extremist judges pushing back one way or the other. The good thing is, you know, there's not only one circuit court, so we'll continue to fight on these issues, and we're going to continue to pass laws and legislation and executive orders that make sure that we're putting the people first and the Constitution first. And so luckily, there's a check and balance on all of our systems, and they're not going to get too far pushing a liberal left agenda from the bench.
Thank you, Ali Pardo from the Republican National Committee. We appreciate you being with us this morning on What's on Your Mind. Keep up the good work. Go in there, fight away, and let's make some things happen in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. It was great.
You bet. Thank you, Ali. Okay, we did have a couple of calls. We have Mark from Goodrich. Mark, I didn't get a chance to get you in with Ali, but you had a question. Maybe I can steer it in a proper direction or get you to a place where you might get the info. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I support President Trump's attempts to change trade policies, specifically with Communist China, that really put the U.S. in a subordinate position to a communist regime. And I think he's completely right, because, of course, President Reagan would never have allowed America's largest corporations to partner up with the government of the Soviet Union and then transfer trillions of dollars of investment capital to the Soviet Union along with their manufacturing base, because, of course, that subsidized the communist agenda. And we won the war with the Soviet Union, not militarily, but economically. So we need to protect our economic base. But we're getting pushback from Republicans who say Trump's trade policies are protectionist. But my question would be, if we do not protect our economy, and we've already spent nearly $2 trillion fighting the global war on terror, of course that money comes from the U.S. Treasury, except for the stuff we borrow from Communist China to fight the war. If we don't protect our economy via trade policies, how can we fund our military and protect our nation against hostile regimes like the Islamists or like Communist China?
Yeah, and you make a good point, Mark. I think the reality is we're going to have trade. We want to have opportunities. I can tell you in North Dakota, 50% of our agricultural product, which includes agriculture equipment, you know, and all production agriculture, crops, and commodity products, 50%, more than 50% of what we produce here in North Dakota is exported out of this country. And so we want to have those markets out there. I think the reality is it needs to be fair. We always talk about a flat playing field and all this and that, but, you know, it needs to be fair so that our products are not taxed going into other countries. Other countries' products aren't taxed coming in here. It's a level playing field. The trade goes back and forth. We've got $1 billion a day of trade that goes back and forth between Canada and the United States. If it's fair, it's good. But when we find out it's not fair, that's a problem. If it's fair, then I believe the United States of America can compete in manufacturing, can compete in production, can compete in commodities. We can do better. We can make them cheaper. We can make them more abundant. We can make them safer. And we can spread our products competitively across the world, but we have to make it fair. One of the ways to make it fair is to lower the cost of doing business in the United States of America. If we had a tax policy that worked for manufacturers in the United States, we wouldn't chase them offshore to be doing their products elsewhere. If we had feather bedding rules in the unions, that wouldn't allow increased costs for businesses in the United States. If we had proper environmental restrictions, good ones, high standards, but ones that aren't so costly demanded by the government, we could do better. We could do less expensively. We could do higher quality. That's what allows us to compete in the global marketplace and allows us to advance our economy, create jobs, and get more pay out there for our workers. So, trade is important for us. The way it's going on right now, it's just we don't have that level playing field. It's not fair. And I'm pleased that President Trump is going to be able to address or is willing to address some of those issues because, as you say, you get pushback from your own party. You get a pushback from your own people. You get a pushback from the opposition. everybody's against it, but let's do what's right for America.
Yeah, there's some good points you make, but the Soviet Union had much lower labor costs than we did. But, of course, Ronald Reagan would never have allowed major U.S. corporations to move their manufacturing and trillions of dollars of investment capital to the Soviet Union just to capitalize on lower labor costs. So it's not just about tax structures and labor costs abroad. It's really about protecting the ideology of our nation. We need to protect our industry, and if we need to somehow subsidize a little bit of manufacturing to keep that investment base here, then we should do so. Otherwise, we will really subsidize the communist agenda of communist China. And they've been spreading and growing their economy and their ideology around the world. It's not much talked about, but that, in fact, has been aided by U.S. trade policy. We're spreading communism via our trade policy. So thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. And you're right. One of the things that the United States of America was founded on is the free enterprise system, not government running business, not government supporting business, the free enterprise system. That is what makes it competitive. That is what allows the freedom of our people to work where they want, for how much money they want, for how they can perform. And that is the most important thing that we need to hold on to if we're going to be competitive across the world. So thanks for that comment. And speaking of hot cars, Todd, I hear you. What kind of a hot car do you have for us today?
Hot isn't it's a great car, not what we used to say back in the hood. No, it is time. Wednesday Wheels, Pucklet Chevrolet, Buick GMC in Valley City. Two great stores, one in Bismarck and one at the new location, Valley City. And this week's featured vehicle is kind of like mine. It's a 2015 GMC Sierra, just traded in yesterday, half-ton SLT, heated seats, heating steering wheel even. And it's down to $37,350. They marked it down. Tell you more about it in just a moment, Wednesday Wheels. And more of what's on your mind on the way, 1-800-228-0550.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. 80% of agricultural incidents occur at dusk, not due to low light, but due to fatigue. This week's Safety Minute, sponsored by the North Dakota Farmers Union, features Farmers Union Insurance Operations Manager Brad Knoll discussing fatigue on the farm.
Fatigue is a huge driving factor in farm injuries, and that can happen over a period of one day, going 12, 14-hour days, or it can happen over a period of a month when people are going constantly to try to get that harvest done or try to get the crop planted. Each person is different, but we're all human. And as we tire, our bodies tell us that we're done for the day. Sometimes the farm industry doesn't allow for us to be done for the day. And that's where I think it really just becomes the idea has to be that I have to be even more careful because I know I'm starting to get tired until I can shut down for the day.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit www.nbsc.org. That's nbsc.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Your mind. 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text in 701-226-8503 to text. Or you can email studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Wheels Wednesday. I started talking about the 2015 GMC Sierra at Punkletch Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. I've got a 2016. I love it. And this one here. $38,900 is what it was sitting for. It's been marked down $1,600 off today only in Valley City. See it for yourself. You can hop online to PucklitchValleyCity.com. I've got it bookmarked, so I don't have to type all that. Only 31,000 miles on sale today only. You drive, we'll ride with you. 701 West Main Valley City online, publish. Pucklitch.com in the Bismarck store or PucklitchValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. It's Pucklitch. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Henn back tomorrow, and here he is. The guy who's been around the block. Let's just wrap it up in one succinct little phrase there and not go through the whole doggone resume or we won't have time for you to call. And let us know what's on your mind, Ed Schaefer.
I think, Todd, thank you for the introduction. I think you're going to have to go on the road with me. You know, I got all these unique introductions that come from you that are always pretty interesting. So that's exciting. And here's
happy to do it anytime.
Thank you. Thank you. On the road, the road show with Todd and Ed. That'd be pretty good.
Sure.
But thank you. And this segment, I have all open for your calls. We're excited to talk to you today and find out what's on your mind. 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. And if he deems you worthy, he passes them along. You're the judge and jury, huh?
Pretty much pass them all along.
Yeah,
I mean, you can figure out if you want to, you know. As long as they're not, like, cussing their heads off or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to draw a line someplace here.
Well, let's go to some calls. We've had people holding. Sorry to hold you so long, Gary, but we appreciate you hanging on here until we could get to you. Gary from Sturgis, South Dakota, welcome.
Welcome from beautiful western South Dakota. What I was going to call in about is I believe there's a constitutional provision requirement in both North and South Dakota state governments that the governor has to take a salary. Maybe it could be a dollar. It could be his regular regular salary of, say, $100,000 to $200,000, you know, like I suggested, he could only take a dollar salary, and I would hope that the North Dakota State Legislature would take my suggestion to heart. You know, if the man only wants to take a dollar, you know, and save and give a savings to your state government budget, you know, that would go a long way. I mean, you could give him a salary of a dollar, and it wouldn't cost you very much to for him to serve in his capacity. And that's just what all I wanted to say this morning.
Great. Well, we appreciate it. And Gary, you're absolutely right. And in fact, the legislature has already taken into account your suggestion, because the governor's salary in North Dakota is about $132,000. And the legislature put forth a piece of proposed policy that would say they would pay this particular governor, Governor Burgum, $1 a year up until the time someone new is elected, or someone new is in office. So up until the next election, or someone new is in office, whatever happened first, then the salary would bump back to the regular salary. So it was something that was designed to do. The controversy was, are you starting a precedent? If we pay this governor a dollar a year, then the next time you have an election and somebody runs, do you have somebody that can't afford to take that dollar a year, that needs the salary but is a good public servant with good ideas and capable public service, public policy direction, and say, well, you know, somebody run against them that's wealthy, and they say, well, I'll save the state money. I'll save you, Mr. Taxpayer, money. I'll save you, Ms. Taxpayer, money, and I will not take any salary. Well, that's an unfair competitive advantage that you have out there in the marketplace in today's political structure. So I can see some arguments on both sides. Right now, the legislation that is being debated in Bismarck does give the governor a dollar a year salary. So your suggestion is on the table, and we'll see how that comes out move through the legislative process, which always works. Yes.
Let's say he's forced, quote unquote, forced to take this salary. How could you force him to actually cash the check?
Well, you don't have to force him to cash the check. He doesn't have to cash the check, but he is issued a 1099 as income to the IRS. So his tax return will be expected to include that income. And of course, he can do that and donate the money back if he wants to, whatever the case may be. Governor Burgum has, I think.
Amazing, we got to make that so messy.
Isn't it? Yeah, it should be pretty simple. But, you know, it's an issue that came up in the campaign trail. The governor said, I don't want to take a salary in my job. Legislature's trying to work it out, and we'll see if they can.
I'm thinking there's 49 other state legislatures that would be happy to not pay their governor.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
I'm sure they're going, what are you guys doing up there in North Dakota? He doesn't want his salary. Give him the $1 and move on. But whatever.
But thank you, Gary. We appreciate it. Let's go to Richard from Fargo. Richard, you're on What's on Your Mind? Thank you for holding on. Or did you?
I'm a little bit disheartened that Trump isn't going to keep one of his commitments. What Hillary did was far worse than what Petraeus did. And his commitment, as far as I was concerned, was to lock her up. Now, we have that Democrat obstruction. And if they want to continue that, then we should give them something else to put their minds on, and that being investigating their poster child. Pin a tack on the rear end of that donkey and show us no one is above the law in the United States. So that's what my comment was, and I'll listen to your anything you have to say on the air.
Well, thank you, Richard. I appreciate the call. And it's interesting. Other callers can weigh on this, too, because it's an issue. It surprises me that we had during the campaign, charges came out that Hillary broke the law. We had lots of discussion about it. Things were difficult. President did say we should lock her up. People cheered, you know, all over the place when that happened. And it certainly was an issue in the campaign. And I think it was an issue with the Clinton war machine out there, that the Clinton public political machine, that you know, they're willing to do anything, say anything, pay for anything, whatever the case may be, just to get in that power, just to get elected. And it seems at times as if the law or the conditions or the requirements be damned. And that is that's a tough one. And why did it just disappear? If the charges were there, if she really did break the law, or her campaign aides broke the law, or her researchers, or whatever the case may be, other people have been prosecuted for it. Why is she not being? And I think that's a tough question, and a call that obviously President Trump has said, you know, it's not worth the fight. Let's forget about it. Let's move on. I'm not sure I agree with that philosophy. I think maybe everybody should be beholden to the law. And if Joe Schmo, Sally Smith, or Hillary Clinton broke that law, they should be prosecuted to that full extent of the law. So appreciate your call, Richard. Thanks for hanging on for a long period of time. We're glad to have you on. Let's go to Jake in Bismarck. Jake, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just calling in reference to the three lane in Bismarck. Since we're talking politicians in Washington, figured I'd bring this up because it seems like we have the same thing going on right in our city of Bismarck. You know, I've drove that several times, you know, that three lane with my wife, and I'm like, hey, am I in the right lane here? You know, didn't know what was happening. And then they come out and say, oh, yeah, everybody's in support of this, you know, this three lane in Bismarck. It would have been better to gravel that thing and let people just drive down and say, hey, if you're in the middle lane, you go to the, you know, then you can, that's your turn lane. I think it was just handled 100% the wrong way. No, you know, and then they're saying it's going to cost $200,000 to repaint the lines and do everything like that. I think everybody in Bismarck, if you live on the north end, south end, east end, west end, I don't think they came in and said, oh, yeah, we should do a three-lane Main Street. It would be awesome. It's the downtowners that want it. They should be paying for the initial cost of setting this up. Maybe they are. Maybe I missed something, but they should be the ones paying the initial cost of the businesses downtown, because I don't think Bismarck, the citizens of Bismarck came out and said, oh, yeah, we should do this. And I heard one politician or somebody that's involved with it say, oh, yeah, we got to, you know, it's going to be better than Fargo. Who cares about Fargo? This is Bismarck. Take care of the people in Bismarck and do your jobs and that stuff. A lot of this stuff's common sense, though, and that's my point.
Well, Jake, I'm glad you called, because I was in Bismarck, my hometown. I grew up there. I dragged Main Street all the time in my hot rods. You know, it was, you know, I'm very intimate and familiar with that street. And a couple of weeks ago, I was in Bismarck. I was driving from east to west on Main Street, and I was like, "What lane am I in? What's going on? Should I go straight here or turn?" It was totally confusing to me.
Yeah, they've got to fix the markings on that. Oh, they've got to get that done.
But when they come in, when they come in and say, "Oh yeah, it worked out so good," how can it work out when they don't even have nothing set up? I mean, this is what we're getting to. I mean, you know, I think these city people, when you run for a city, whatever you're running for, you should have to declare if you're Republican or Democrat and get more of the details, because I think we're getting run over by a lot of liberals that are going through all this music and art stuff, doing all this stuff. And it's like, come on, let's spend our money in places that needs to be spent. We don't, you know, and if people want to do a three lane, make them people pay for it. Don't put it on the citizens of Bismarck.
Well, all I can tell you is I'm with you 100%. I could not figure out how to go straight or where to turn or whatever the case may be. And we have three lane roads in Fargo. I'm used to driving on them. I understand it, but there's something going on with that Bismarck Main Street markings there. And maybe it was just because it was new to me. I don't know, but man, I had a hard time with it.
It's not new to me. I drive it all the time, it's very hard to figure out where exactly you're supposed to be. And we can't expect people from out of town to get it. If we're in town and we can't figure it out, how can we expect people from out of town to get it right?
Well, I think that's probably why, if they're saying the accidents are down, that's probably why, because people have no clue what they're doing, so they're going 2 or 3 miles an hour instead of driving at 15 to 10 miles.
They're driving wherever because they can't figure out where to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jake. Thanks for the call. You're right on. Go Bismarck. Go Main Street. Get those markers fixed up. We'll be right back. Thanks for being with us.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gass. There are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides. The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information about action you can take to prevent herbicide resistant weeds from spreading and how you can create a diversified weed management plan for your operation, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One, two, three, four.
Do you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Then this opportunity is for you. Polar Service Center in Killdeer, North Dakota. Looking for experienced diesel mechanics and trailer technicians. Competitive pay, superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, and life insurance. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. Pay dependent on experience and ability. You want to find out more? You want to apply? Contact Gary Meyer. Polar Service Center, Killdeer. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary Meyer. At Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. I'm Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennen back tomorrow, and the guy that's been around the block, Ed Schaefer, on What's in Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd. We're glad to be with you today. It is the 26th of April and Bird Day, and it's National, Professional Can't find my paper. Administrative Professionals Day. Are there any administrative professionals?
Absolutely.
We've got several of them in all of our studios. So that's a good thing and important work that's done. So we're glad to recognize those administrators out there today.
I try to recognize them the other 364 days, too.
There you go.
Because they do work. If nothing else today, just stop and recognize them as you know you should be every day.
Say hi and thanks for their work. That's for sure. They keep the trains running on time. So we have Roger. Roger's been holding on. Roger's from Bismarck, wants to talk about Main Street. We've been talking about the three lanes on Main Street in Bismarck, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Roger?
Yeah, I think that's the dumbest idea they ever came up with. First of all, you made a turning lane, but your lights don't have a green arrow. So most of the time, 99% of the time, you might get one car through that turn lane. And then, if you want to make a turn lane, have no parking on Main Street and use those parking lanes as your other two lanes.
Well, maybe you can answer this question, Roger. I know you're supposed to be asking the questions, but I have one for you.
Go ahead.
What was the problem? I mean, why did they change it? I drove up and down Main all the time.
I don't understand.
What was the issue?
I don't understand either why they wanted to do that. You know, I worked in the coal industry for 34 years, and I never once got along with the engineers. I think when an engineer gets his diploma, they take the diploma in one hand and they hand their common sense over with the other hand.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming there was some kind of an issue.
The lanes were kind of narrow, but the other thing they kept bringing up was traffic flow. But
I think they were trying to flow traffic, but you're still not getting any more cars. You're getting less cars probably.
Slower,
on that.
Yeah.
Without a turn arrow. Yeah.
When I went down there a couple of weeks ago, it was slower because nobody knew what was going on. So everybody's, you're hesitating at the corner. Geez, do I have to turn here? Am I in the wrong lane? And nobody knows what's happening. So I found the traffic to be way backed up. That I certainly wasn't
expecting.
The better thing would be to
take away the parking there and make that your fourth lanes.
Maybe we just need. Maybe we should mandate skinnier cars.
I know there's a parking problem down there, but you're not fixing anything by making that a two-way.
Ed, you didn't just say we're going to make skinnier cars
in North Dakota? Are you serious? I think we should have a federal mandate. You're going to make a skinnier car?
Come on.
Federal mandate.
We could go back to riding horses on Main Street, too.
Yeah, there you go. You know, Europe, in most of the countries in Europe have width restrictions on trucks and cars and things. We should do that here, and then we'd have plenty of room on Main Street in Bismarck.
That's because Europe's so congested. Yeah. We're North Dakota. We don't have that problem here.
Sometimes when you have to
drop people off, then you're blocking whole Main Street up. Before you block one lane, I give you that, but now if you want to sit there and drop somebody off, at the Patterson or something.
Sure.
You're blocking everything up.
Yep.
Well, and that's exactly what I did. I was driving a crew cab pickup, long and wide, and I stopped to let some people off right in front of the old Bismarck Theater there. And nobody could get by. I always had to wait for everybody to pile out of the car. I mean, it's
congesting things more than anything. So
the one thing I said.
This
go ahead, Roger.
It's supposed to be a trial deal until October, and it's near the end of April, and we're still trying it. Or has it
maybe they didn't
approved?
Say which October.
Is this officially going to stay now, or it was supposed to be a trial deal and then get input on it?
Maybe they're listening, and we'll get the paint buckets out and try to figure out where to put the lines and the arrows and coordinate the arrows on the lights with the lines and do the things that you'd have.
Tell you what, Ed, next time you're in town, I'll go buy paintbrushes and paint. Let's go over there. Let's get cameras. Let's have everybody video it. We'll get it done.
I'm in. I'm out. You let me know.
Saturday is Bismarck's cleanup day. Maybe that'd be a good day to do it.
Hey. There you go.
Perfect. I have some old paint in my shop down on the South Airport Road, so we can probably contribute.
It doesn't seem to matter what color you use.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's always the debate about that, whether you use white, which is what the federal government requires,
yep.
or do you use the, you know, the orangey-yellow color so you can see yep. in the snow. Those are important yep. things in North Dakota as yep. well. But thank you, Roger. We appreciate your call.
Yes.
It's good to talk about Main
okay.
Street in Bismarck, North Dakota. Appreciate you being on What's On Your Mind. Thank you all for listening to us today. We've had a great time. The 2 hours have gone fast. We appreciate you listening in. We'll look forward to catching up tomorrow. Scott is back tomorrow. Including, he's Minot, Kelsey Warren, the CEO of Energy Transfer Partners,
oh,
and the
yeah.
update on the Dakota Access Pipeline tomorrow.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.